Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one starter, versus Timo the Bad Boy.
Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posse, representing Florida, the South, baby. This
Grudge
Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you?
What's happening, lady? I'm good. What's up? How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. How has your day been, your week, and how was your weekend?
Oh, man. I mean, my day so far has been kind of hectic. My week has the same thing, definitely been kind of hectic. And my weekend, it was so-so. I'm still here. I'm still alive and kicking, so I can't complain too much about that. How about yourself, lady?
Everything went well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, and the little one? You know I got to check on the little one.
He is wonderful, sitting here cuckooing at me. So he's ready for the show tonight.
Okay, he's ready for the show. Don't worry. I got to make it short and sweet for him tonight. I ain't going to hold everybody up. I'm at the track doing a live broadcast on the track. You know, we had Palm Beach International Raceway getting ready for the February 2nd race we got coming up on February 2nd. And then right behind that, we got my main man, Ronnie Brown race. But before I get into that, I got to thank my man up above, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, I'm nothing. So I got to get that out the way. Let me go right into my sponsors real quick. DNL Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, Race Fit and Speed and Truck World, Obnoxious Racing Apparel, Wilson Manifolds, Applied Nitrous, Ronnie Brown, Horsepower Sales, Grudge Inc., Remy Martin VSOP, Mickey Thompson Tire, Heads Up Composites. My man Robert down here is up Composites. Southern Muffler, down south Southern Muffler. I'm going on the fly off the top of my head, as always. Wilson Manifold Fly, Horsepower, PL, all of them. Okay, if I forgot you, I got you next time. Making it short and sweet. We out here doing a little testing, getting a little testing in right now, making sure we got them things locked, cocked, and ready to rock for February 2nd. And we're going to push that thing right on back to Mr. Ronnie Brown race on the 16th. So whoever don't get their issue on February 2nd, you can get it two times. And on February 16th, about also Motorsports, the main man, Ronnie Brown. So with that being said, let me see. I can't get my main man T5 on. He a little busy right now. He over there. They busy right now. Shit, what's happening? What's good in the race world? I might have pushed the one button. Talk to me while I got a little time on my hand. Matter of fact, let me get DJ on. Get DJ on. Let me get Dick Clark on. Dick Clark, DJ Grant. If you can get them on for me real quick, lady, I'd be greatly appreciated.
I sure can.
Okay, in the meantime, between time, while they doing that, I'm going to make my way over here to a couple pits for a couple periods real quick, and let me get a couple people on the mic while they doing their thing. I'm going to walk on over here to the main man. Y'all give me a second to get somebody by the generator. Yeah, we got some badass street cars out here. Trying to do a little something. They say they was ducking one another in the street. They done locked up at the track. So it's definitely going to go down. Quarter mile racing. We're going to see some real big end numbers out here in a few seconds. As soon as they get this thing locked, cocked, and ready to rock. So as I'm making my way to the first pit area over here, I'm going to Eric. I got them. Come over here and get my main man Eric Kenward on the phone. Hey, Eric, what's going on? I see you're a little busy over here, so I'm going to hear the phone for you. We live on Good Talk Radio. So, we're live from the track, live broadcast. Big, how was your weekend this weekend, man?
It was crappy track on Saturday, good track on Sunday, but a lot of rain. But that's just the way it goes sometimes.
So with that being said, crappy one day, good the next day with a little bit of rain. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you give your weekend what?
0.
you heard it. Okay. He done lost 15. He said he done traveled more than any other girls racer out there at the moment to date for this year. He traveled 1,500 miles already. And we, 8 days into the new year. So that's my main man, Eric Kenworth, down at Kenworth Automotive. Eric Automotive down in Vero Beach, Florida. He out here getting his little game plan together. He going to shake the game up this year in the Grudge World. So, with that being said.
Hey, I got another one. Hey, man. Hey, buddy. Come on. You know, I'm on Grudge Talk Radio, man.
Just
say hello, man.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Two white people. They don't know how to ask me to give them something. Girls Talk Radio. You want to say something? 347-215-9989. Man, don't listen to the phone. Man, fuck, listen. 347.
I got it.
Listen, 347. 215-998-9. It's ringing. Tell me what you hear when it stop ringing. Let me know what you hear when it stop ringing. It's still ringing? You got the wrong number then. And it's still ringing.
Hey, 718.
Wrong number, bro. Wrong number. I just told you. 347.
Hold on. Whoa. Wait a minute. Let me stop this shit all over again. Wait a minute.
You know, you got to deal with the special people. We got some people out here real special.
It is.
You ain't got to delete. Just add a new one, bro. Just add a new one.
I don't know how to do that.
Don't worry about it. Just dial it, man. You know how to use your phone, right? You know how to make a call? You can save it after you hang up. 347-215-9989. And hit the green button right there. Put it through here and listen to what I got to say. Hello?
Tell me when it start ringing.
So when it start ringing, I know you on. They talking, really?
Yeah.
Did you hear them talking? Hillbilly, put your hand up. You hear them talking? Okay, you push the one button. Okay, no problem.
So tell me what you hear now. You hear me? Okay, Matt, that's why you're smiling. Okay, you got them on.
All right, so we're gonna walk. What's up, lady? Ain't talk to me.
I've been to...
Lady, you said something to me?
No, I didn't. I do have a call with 772-9394. Mic's open, but that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
not
I,
the other callers.
That's cool. Were you able to get a big card on for me?
Not yet. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thanks.
I'm going to do a couple more pictures.
What's going on, Crew Chief?
Oh, I ain't nothing much. Who I'm speaking with?
This kid in Chicago, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, what's good, brother? Talk to me. Tell me something good.
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready for Lena. That's about all, man.
Okay, you getting ready for Lena. That's what's up. Lena's on the 9th, for everybody who don't know. Lena, Mississippi. Grudge in promotion. Big Clark doing his thing over there. Lena, Mississippi on the 9th. Y'all be in the building. How far is the ride is that for you, brother?
That's a pretty good ride.
Okay. Well, shit, like right around the corner, right? You can just jump in and... You know, quarter tank of gas and be there in a little bit, right?
No, it wouldn't be that easy. It's about 850 miles from Chicago.
850, that's a hike. That's definitely a hike. That's miles on the road, buddy.
Yeah,
hey,
right outside.
Ain't no question.
It's right outside of Jackson, right?
Okay. Damn it, man. Hold
on. I'm gonna sit back and mute this mic, man. I'll be listening.
Okay, ain't no problem.
Okay.
Ain't no problem. We got a star-studded lineup over here. We walk over here to these pitch real quick. Hold on. What's up, Grudge World? Y'all know who that is. If y'all don't know who it is, let me say it one more time. All right. Y'all know who that be. That's none other than the Big Hurt. Oh, yeah. He is in the building. Definitely in the building. So all y'all looking for Big Hurt, y'all can get ready for it. Cause he is on the way. Without a doubt, definitely on the way.
What's going on? Hold on. What's happening,
bud? Nothing. Talk to me. Big Clark.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm listening to you.
Ain't nothing much, brother. Ain't nothing much. I know we got a race coming up. Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. You got the big race going on. Tell some of the listeners what's going on my side of town, because, you know, we be out in the time. So, you know, let the listeners know what you got going on the 9th, brother.
Oh, man, we gonna shake the ground on the 9th. It's going down, I promise you. We're going to shake the ground, man. We got a 6-0 and a 7-0 class that we got going on. A lot of guys down this way, they like to participate in that class. You know, they keep activity going on the track. Plus, we got countless grudge matches lined up. I know we got Big Low on the spot. We got Gadget. We got Button Naked, Team Assassin, Number One Spawner, Timo. You got some bad background going on, ain't it?
It sure is a bad background noise. Truchi, what kind of show you running on here tonight, brother?
Man, I'm doing a live broadcast from the track. You know what I mean? We at the track, getting it down, getting these things dialed in. So whatever track we show up to, we ain't got no freaking excuses. We ain't got no misunderstandings. They say you got to bring ass to get ass, so we bring an ass,
wait,
and we want to get
a
whole
minute,
lot of
wait,
ass.
Wait a minute. Y'all at the racetrack right now?
We at the racetrack right now. Let me walk over here to the pit, man. Let me walk over here. Let me come
on,
out the trailer.
Man.
I was in the trailer trying to hold on,
man,
to a little stuff.
You making people jealous, man. Y'all can actually do y'all racing year. Y'all race year round, huh?
Yeah, man. It's 75 degrees right now in South Florida, and it's the middle of the night. It's 8:20. It's 75 degrees, and we can actually race. You know what I mean?
Wow.
For those who can't. We don't even know the cold weather. In the daytime, it's 82, 83 degrees in
man,
the daytime. So, I mean, that's why they call it sunny South Florida, because the sun never hides.
Do y'all ever get a winter?
Sure, we get a winter probably 1 week out the whole winter. And that's a day or two here, a day or two there, a day or two there. You might add up to a good week.
Yeah.
But outside of that, no, we don't really see much of a winter. What's going on, fam? But, in the meantime, between time, what's up with this Grant? Talk to me.
Nothing much, brother. Just laying in the trenches trying to, get ready for 2013, my brother.
Man, I'm down here. Oh, my goodness. I'm down here. I just realized. I'm standing here looking, right? And you know how you be looking at something but not really paying attention, but then once you focus on what you're looking at, it slapped the shit out you. How they said, if it had been a snake, it'd have bit you.
Yeah.
If it had been a steak, it'd have bit me. I'm standing right here at Palm Beach International Raceway, and I'm looking at John Force. I'm looking at John Force RV right now. You know, I'm standing over here by RV front and center. I mean, they got a lot of trailers out here, a lot of big name 20 car guys out here, top few guys. I mean, I guess it's getting ready to go down in Palm Beach. It's about that time of the year for everybody to come here and do their testing. So it's just, I'm standing here looking at it, and I just read it, and it said John Force, and that just, like, swept me off my feet. So, shit, it's definitely going down in Palm Beach.
Let's do some tests.
John Force. Oh, yeah, they definitely going to do some tests. They're going to have that thing good and ready for us on the second. So anybody who got anything that they think they can't put down to the track in Palm Beach, some bullshit. Definitely gonna be some bullshit. But,
The track is
said,
definitely be prepped.
Oh, yeah, the track is definitely gonna be on point. Hey, buddy.
And by the way, good evening, there, DJ Grant.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Yo, who was that? Who that? It said, good evening. Who was that? DJ.
Kid in Chicago.
Somebody out of Chicago?
Yep.
Here?
Kid.
Kid. You say
Kid? Kid out of Chicago. Kid out of
Kid.
Chicago.
Kid. Out of Chicago. Okay, what's that, Kid?
Oh, nothing much.
Man, y'all gonna make y'all way down this way anytime soon, brother?
Yeah, we'll be down to, in time for Lena.
Okay, y'all coming down. Y'all gonna stick around for the Fat Tuesday deal?
Oh, yeah, all the way through.
Okay. When y'all plan on touching down on this side of the earth?
It should be around about maybe that Friday.
Okay. I definitely look forward to seeing you over in Lena, because I definitely plan on being in the. So that's what's up. What you bringing down with you when you come, man?
Be coming with Leroy and Drag.
Okay. Oh yeah.
He got his dog running here.
Somebody having a whole conversation in the background.
What did I tell you they were?
It got to be my little white. They got to be my little white buddy at the track. He got his phone unmuted, and he's standing around somebody talking about race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up my talking about race.
Let me see if I can get this real quick. Hey, white guy, if you're on the phone, mute your phone, buddy. Hey, buddy, put your hand up, buddy. I'm waving at you. Hey, put your hand up. Do you hear me? Can you mute your phone, buddy? Yeah, take your phone from your head and push the mute button. No, take the phone from your head and push the mute button. You're still holding the phone to your head, buddy. Hey, buddy, look here. I'm waving at you. Hey, take the phone from your head and push the mute button.
Hey,
he's
Stella.
Gonna walk over here to me. Yo.
Hey, Stella.
Yeah, I'm here, Clark. What's going on?
Man, I thought you only had to talk about nigga that way.
Huh?
Hey, but nigga, no, he gonna kill me.
He gonna kill you. I'm sure he over here. He gonna get you that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, butt nigga around?
I'm sure he probably on the line.
Oh, hey, butt nigga, if you on the line, push one button, butt nigga, if you on the mic, butt nigga.
Oh, yeah, he's not ready to push one button. I know you're going to holler like, God damn it, Clark, I'm tired of this shit.
Butt naked. I heard something a little earlier. Butt naked was on the phone saying he was painting a car and it drove and it cost all the fish on and something. Is he on? Butt naked, butt naked. Are you there? Butt naked. Can't hear you. Push the one button, butt naked.
Oh, but nigga might be still at work, crew chief.
He might be getting it. But niggas are here on work after 5:30 now. They gonna get it in after 5:30. I don't know. He might be drinking on one of them Ciscos. You know, they probably they on the cart somewhere. Yeah, he might be drinking one of them Ciscos, taking his shoes off or something. But fellas, y'all talk to me, man. I'm at the track. I really ain't got much to talk about due to the fact that what's going on right now. So, y'all go ahead.
Let everybody know what's going on February 9th, man. You'll be participating in this here. We got an STN shootout.
Hello?
STN shootout where the track is putting up 500.
Yeah.
And, and y'all gonna run for the money and the gold, man. We got a national S10 belt we put up February 9th. You know, I like that. That'll be interesting. I like to see who gonna come out on top with that one. Plus, we got a big time gamblers race. Track putting up 2,500. I'm buying. So we're gonna see how that turn out. Of course, you got Reggie Rabbit, Speeding Bullet, JT Student, Tree Man, Roy Jane, and Mr. Five Speed, as of, you know, so far right now.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a hell of an event. All day long, you're gonna see side by side grudges. So, you know, if you want to start the 2013 year off, that's what we plan to do. We're gonna get kicked out with a bang, but
hey, could I back you up for a second, Big Clark?
Yeah.
I heard you say something about a national belt for the S10 run for the glitter and the gold. Was that correct?
Oh yeah. You know, that's the one that we already talked about, you 007, Dirty Red, Icy Boys, we got folks out of
the you can count Dirty Red off. Dirty Red won't be there.
Oh, y'all ran Dirty Red off again?
Man, Dirty Red ain't coming. Dirty Red is not coming. Even help.
I got two surprises, man.
Yeah, that's what's
up. Called me. Duck and the Law out of Alabama said they are bringing two S10s to get down. So they will be there also, man. So the S10 is going to have a full day, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Now all them F-10s campaigning about gonna be there. I guarantee. I hope they show up, but I guarantee when they get there, they ain't gonna want no trouble. They ain't gonna want no trouble. They screaming what? But I guarantee they got peace on their mind.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Governor Law has already seen Fast by Gas. They've already seen 007 and Red Riding Hood, and they said they ain't giving a crowd about neither one of them.
Man, Motherfucker said a lot of things.
He just bringing one. He bringing two, buddy.
He said one don't get the other one's
supposed to knock it out.
Man, that's just more money to give away. Hey, I ain't even mad at him. Tell him, Brian, we need somebody to beat up on. We need somebody to test on. So I ain't get more worried about them than the man in the moon. So it's all good. I appreciate the support. I just wish they'd have came along in Bradenton sometime or a little bit before Bradenton. My kids probably had a little better Christmas than what they had. I mean, they had a wonderful, but they could have had a fabulous Christmas if they'd have bought over them trucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, Big Ken had already said he donated to y'all Christmas. I know I donated a little bit myself, Crew Chief. So, you know, thank about it. We hope y'all had a good one.
Oh yeah, man, it's all good, bro. It's all good. Hey, that's what you call love, man. It's all love at the end of the day, regardless which way the ball swing, whether it's on your side or my side or the other side or whatever the case may be. It's all love. So. We enjoyed it, and, you know, we enjoyed it. We definitely looking forward to doing it again and getting it on and, you know, winning some more money and making some more money and winning some more money and making some more money. You know what I mean? But it's definitely all good. I'm waiting to see that Mississippi Nightmare, because I thought that you was going to surprise me and bring it to Bradenton and let you and Baldy, you know, y'all wrestle a little bit, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So when you going to stop ducking my man and get to the business, man?
Man, you know, the thing of it is, you know, I chased Baldy all last year, and Baldy wasn't ready. I didn't know he wasn't ready, but, you know, I went over and I tore up a bunch of stuff, some things I didn't know I tore up. And, you know, we still in the process of putting everything like it need to be, getting it all the way right so it won't happen again. So, you know, it's work in process, but, you know, I promise you, when I lay eyes on Baldy, we're in the same place. All he got to do, he ain't got to go look for nothing else. Just get it to the line, man. That's all he got to do.
Okay, so how long we got to wait on that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we fresh. Don't get me wrong. You got like 11 more months in a year, but, I was just trying to get around about, you know.
Hey, man, listen. You know, I heard through the grapevine that he may be at running Brown race. So, you know, I know you don't want to get caught down in no problem March tonight. You know, but I know you already said you wasn't coming down to Fat Tuesday. We're gonna be able to make it, but the minute I catch him, I may go get him right there in Valdosta in his backyard.
Shit. Hey, you better watch what you say, boy. Because you can get your issue. Now, that'll be one to see, though. I love to see that race. That was one of my dream races for 2013. I did on my first show of the year, to see you and Baldy get it on. Because y'all was chasing one another, ducking one another, scared of one another, whatever the case may have been. But y'all never got a chance to see who was the man. So I can't wait. I personally can't wait to see y'all bump heads and stuff like that. So that's what's up. Grant, my main man, DJ. Okay, let me call him. Stunner. You there, Stunner?
Yeah, he don't answer. He don't answer the DJ. You got to holler. Stunner.
Oh, he dropped off. I thought he seen one of them girls again. You know, he see people in the store and he forget all about it. He on the phone. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? Long time, no see? Forget everything. He forget everything, but,
Oh, yeah, well.
Who else you got online, lady?
We have caller 630-8765. Your mic is open.
Hey, lady, this is Debbie. What's up, Crew Chief?
Hi.
What's going on?
What's up with you guys, man? That's all.
Who am I speaking with, bro?
Big Danny from Chicago.
Oh, Big Danny from Chicago. Okay, okay. That's what's happening.
Waiting to see this, see what's going to happen in Lena, Mississippi.
Well, it's definitely going to happen. Something's definitely going to happen in Lena, Mississippi. Big Clark, while I got you on for a second, I want to go ahead and push the Grudge Inc. Banquet. The Grudge Inc. Banquet is going to, correct me if I'm wrong, Big Clark, Grudge Inc. Banquet is going to be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi, February the 10th. That's the day after the Lena race. We're gonna all have a good time. Let's eat some great food and fellowship a little bit and get some awards and laugh and have a good time, man. So it's February 10th. More details will be coming to you soon. It's a deal that we're finishing up as we speak. So by the end of the week, everything will be put in place. What we would like for you to do is everybody that's planning on attending, you know, please go ahead and log on to Grudge Inc. and give us your commitment of the ones that want to come, and we can give you details from there.
For sure. That's Grudge Inc. That's the Grudge Inc. Banquet, February 10th in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's the day after the Lena race on the 9th. That'll be that Sunday. What time does this event start, Big Clark?
Right now we're leaning toward 8 o'clock in the afternoon, and we would like to clear it up. It is not just for Grudge Inc., it's for everybody. Everybody that give us the commitment, and of course it's $40. It's $40 per person, so that $40 would be your commitment. If you pay your money, your name will be on the guest list, where you'll have a table along with your food already paid for. So we're looking for everybody that want to come. Please just contact us on grudgeinc.us. Let us know you want to come, or you can call myself directly, or Dolomite, or DJ Grant. We're trying to help out with it, so just give us a call and let us know you want to come, and we'll make sure we take it from there.
Not a problem. I got a quick question about this banquet. We got an alcohol menu going to be in place, or no? You know, when I'm in relaxed mode like that, I'm not racing. I like to have a little, sip on a little something from time to time. So I want to know if they will have an alcohol menu or any type of bar that will be serving alcoholic beverages.
I don't see why it's not, Crew Chief. I like to toast a little bit myself for events like that. So I don't see why not.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. We're going to be giving out some great awards. I mean, only way you're going to find out who gets the awards is you in the building, or you wait a couple weeks after the fact. But the best place to be is in the building while these awards are being handed out to these individuals, to these teams, to these people who did outstanding jobs in the 2012.
Well, another thing that they can do, Chief, and another thing that we're going to do different this year, if you look on the site, it will be posted on Grudge Inc. along with Grudge Racing. We'd like for y'all to look on these sites.
Hello?
If your name, if you're being nominated for an award and you cannot make it to the banquet, please let us know ahead of time, because the thing that we don't want to do is be calling out names for the awards and you're not even there. So if you're not going to be able to make it, you don't want to attend, let us know so we can either take your name off or make some other arrangement. So
Exactly. Last thing you want to do is hand out an award or call your name to receive your award, and, we're waiting on you to get up and there's no one there to receive your award, for you to get recognition for your award or anything of that nature. So please help us out on that. That's a Grudge Inc. Banquet, February 10th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 8 p.m. And like I say, any more, you need any information, details, you can contact those people that Ben Clark just named, and they can help you out. We're asking a $40 commitment. It'll be $40 a person, and that'll take care of your, that'll take care of your entry fee and your food for the event. And we look forward to seeing everybody in the building, and like I say, do some fellowshipping and talk about who ass got cut the day before and who's going to cut some ass tomorrow. So
that's right.
It's all good. It's going down real big. But I got I'm 40 minutes in the show. I mean, we trying to get this thing handled. Unfortunately, I got the run. I mean, I'm sorry if I cut anybody off, but they got their hands up and couldn't get it in. I need to get to the team. So I'm going to have to cut the show short tonight, and I do apologize. And I'll be on the first show I can get on tomorrow. So y'all bear with me. I'm sorry. I got to run. I can't do it. I mean, unless Big Clark or somebody want to hold it, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down for the night. And I appreciate everybody for calling in and listening, but I got to go.
All right, Crew Chief. We'll get with you.
All right, no problem. Okay, right. Appreciate it. Lady A.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, hey, sweetheart. I got to run. I got to get to the team. They calling me. So
okay.
I'm going to have to shut it down for the night unless you want to host it, but until then, next week, same time, same place. Coochie out of here. Peace.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Little Shy Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. Gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.